Hi, thank you for calling Beaver Property Maintenance. Leave it to Beaver. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer.
For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Oh, hi, Ethan.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
And you're from Google Splash?
Local Splash.
Local Splash?
Yeah,
yes. I thought that I canceled you guys like a couple months ago.
Yeah, you didn't cancel us a couple months ago, and that's the problem. The account is past due right now for $129, but come September 20th, it'll be past due for $258 because the payment will continue to reoccur until we get this settled.
Okay. Well, right now I don't have any cash on a Venmo or not like that, and I don't believe in banks, so I got just cash. So, I think, did I not talk to you before, like, a couple of days ago?
No, that wasn't me. I've been leaving you some messages here and there, but we hadn't talked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, right now, I mean, I'm driving down the road. And I'm
oh, actually, we talked back in August, August 26th. Was that the conversation? Let me see what it says. It says, I talked to client. He said he had COVID and would like to put the account on hold. I explained there was a past due balance
right.
And offered $129. And so that's why you're only past due for $129 and not the $149. I adjusted it for you that day. He wanted to pay the past due tomorrow. Okay, and then I guess you had never called in the next day. It says we got cut off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been really busy trying to catch up on everything here. Hold on a sec. Let me see how much is in my Venmo. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see here. Load.
You're funny.
Okay. Hey, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Here, I'd like to make the payment and then cancel, okay?
Okay, I can do that. So go ahead with the card number for your final payment when you're ready.
5143.
Okay.
7723.
Okay.
2352.
Uh-huh.
3457.
Okay, and expiration?
0826.
And the code on the back?
419.
Now, for this card, is it still the 247 Lone Mountain Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I will get your authorization, and then I will process the cancellation. How come you're wanting to cancel?
Honestly, just been sick, I'm behind, I don't have any money, broke.
I
can't afford your services. Okay, I'm just being honest.
Okay, so there is an option where you can cancel the program and keep the website, and that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. And a lot of people do that if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back and reinstate the rest of the program later if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. I thought I done purchased the website.
No, if you cancel the program, you have two options. Number one is to purchase the domain, and that doesn't include the content. So that would be applicable if you wanted to take beaverpropertymaintenance.com to a website developer and build a new site. You could keep your web address, and that's a one-time buyout of $99. Or you could cancel the program and pay hosting, which is normally $49, but you told me that you've been sick and you were broke, so I offered you the $29, which is the corporate rate for our hosting. Typically, you have to have 100 locations with us to get the $29 pricing, but I can get that overridden for you if it works.
So what's the $99? What's that?
That's
the $99. That's what I paid. Yeah, I bought that.
Okay,
the $99 was.
So then that's to buy the domain. So that means that once this cancels, your whole site will come down. And if people go to beaverpropertymaintenance.com, it'll just say that, oh, this is an empty domain. So you have to take that domain to a web developer and build a new site. But I don't see that in your invoices that you ever paid for the $99. You paid $249 to get started on May 20th. Then you paid $39 during your client interview to do your call tracking greeting. And then, let's see. And then after that, you paid $249 back on June 20th. Your July 20th payment was a service credit, so you paid zero. And then the August 20th payment we just collected now for $129.
Okay.
So you hadn't paid the $99. Here's what I would suggest, Ethan, if you're on the fence and you don't know what to do, is I already offered you, and this is in the notes from August 26th, that I would push your next billing out 30 days. So what that means is that what you just paid has you paid in full until October 7th. So what I could do is adjust the next billing for October 7th to that $29 package. That way you can keep the site in the meantime. And then, you know, who knows, maybe you'll call us before, you know, October 7th and you decide that you don't want to keep the site. But that way, if you do continue, you're only paying $29. You won't have that $129.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I think
that's
probably
good. Let's do that.
Better. Okay, so I adjusted your next billing for October 7th for $29. So if anything changes, just call me. Okay, and in the meantime, thank you for taking care of that past due amount, and have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Ethan. Okay, bye.
You're welcome.